What are the three issues that really wind new homes builders up about estate agents?
Okay, number one, they don't think that estate agents know how to value. Okay.
Go on.
So I'm going to expand on that, because it's normally the statement that gets a big gasp of breath when I present at a conference. Agents get too hung up about pricing on a pound per square foot basis. Now, I might come into you as a developer and I'm building a two-bedroom house in Grantham. Now, I might come in as Persimmon Homes. So Persimmon might be here, or I might come in as Crest Nicholson or Bloor, and I might build a product that's here. So think car analogy.
Is it like that?
It is. Because
really? Didn't know
because
that.
If you look at it,
I thought they're all the same.
No, they're not. Absolutely not.
You blow me away. It takes a lot to shock me.
That's the whole point.
So is there like Lidl builders and Waitrose builders and everything in between?
100%. 100%. Because what you've got on a lot of the volume builders, the big PLCs who are trading all across the UK, you know, they'll be looking at selling upgrades, whereas some other house builders will just set their stall out for a certain level. So it's the difference between, do you buy a BMW or do you buy a Ford or a Vauxhall? Okay. The point is, they've both got four wheels, but it's the specification that's gone into it. And the big key point around why developers get frustrated is it's a one-size-fits-all in their approach to pricing. And there are so many factors, Chris. So you've got a factor around specification. You've got a factor around location. So you can't just compare eggs with eggs in a town, that it's just a one-size-fits-all. But also, really critically, is the point around what's the issue around sales rates. Now, I might come in as a house builder at Persimmon and say, Chris, I want you to sell 8 a month. Well, okay, Chris, you want me to sell 8 a month. Do you mean 8 reservations? Do you mean 8 exchanges? Because if I need 8 exchanges, I probably need 12 reservations. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a certain number of visitors per sale.
Yes.
Well, when you're in a stack it high, I don't want to say sell them cheap, but you're almost in that, mm-hmm. They've got to deliver to the PLC a certain number of transactions. That's very different to the private independent builder who says, no, I'm going to sell on value. I want to maximise my value. I don't need to sell 8 or 10 a month. I can cope with 2 or 3. Well, if you're an agent and you've got to sell 12 a month, that's going to be a detriment to value.
So are you saying that agents need to communicate, when a builder approaches them, ask them all these questions?
They need to understand. So there should be a crib sheet of questions that before they can give any pricing to a developer, they've got to understand what the developer's drivers are. Okay? They've got to understand the specification.
And that really is a case of, does the agent should ask the builder or should they assume?
No, never assume. If you're going to assume, then you've got to be very clear in your pricing schedule that you provide to the developer what your assumptions are. So if I've assumed that Chris is going to build houses which are going to have luxury kitchens with stonework tops and top-of-the-range appliances, I should specify that. Because if Chris turns around and says, oh, by the way, I've got Howden's kitchens, I've got laminate worktops, and I've got unbranded appliances, that's against what I've made my assumptions in giving you your values.
Okay. So do you teach in the Land of New Homes Network this crib sheet and the questions to ask them?
It's a much bigger subject. So yes, it's a short answer, we do.
Okay.
But the key part really is around the consistency to how they price, and it isn't a one-size-fits-all.
Okay, so what's the second point?
Second point is they don't feel that agents deliver enough land. So they think that agents are very quick to want to get involved in part exchange business, new home sales, whatever, without accepting that they need to give the developer something in return. Land is, as I said before, land is the agent's only tradable. Now, you might not have to broker a deal, but at least the offer of land and that you're trying goes a long way. Okay, because sooner or later something's going to come off,
So in essence, what you're saying is estate agents are very take, 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 but not give, give, give.
Absolutely.
And those that give, receive. But that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, But I think, you know, we work very closely with the members around building a credit and debit list. So if I come to Chris, you know, you as an agent with an agent-free site, I'd be telling Chris as the agent, you need to make sure that I'm on your credit and debt, or I'm on the credit and debit list, that the next time you get a land opportunity, you offer it back to Kevin.
And if you do a good job, you'll probably get it back to sell anyway.
You'll get it back twice. So the beauty is that it's almost like the two for one. So if I'm a developer and I give Chris an agent free site, I'm giving it to him because I think he's a good guy, best agent. I need an agent's help on the high street to help me sell it. So that's one you've had for free. You do a land deal, you're going to get the land fee, but you're going to get the resales back on the deal you've done as well.
So you're going to pay three times.
Getting, well, you're potentially getting three or four because you could be doing lots of flipping and trading.
What's the third thing that winds new home builders up about estate agents?
That the business as a whole goes out to pitch for the business, but the staff in the branches are removed from responsibility for selling those units. You know, I go out as an agent and say, well, that's great. I've got Kathy, my new home sales manager, and my new homes team. They're going to sell them. They're going to do whatever. The developer's not instructing because of that basis. They're the cream on top, if you like, that adds the process. What they want is they want to know that all the troops in the branch are living and breathing their development. That if I phoned up and got, you know, called up as a buyer, that you could talk confidently about what's available, why buy this builder's product rather than somebody else's. And they feel that there's a real frustration and disconnect sometimes around how the staff in branches sort of view that. And I can see that.
Well, I asked for three. I'm sure you've got more, but let's leave it at that. Thank you.
Cheers.